This is 3, tablet 9. Number 5. We surrender ourselves to you, the words revealed to us through your prophets, and your greatest sign, which clarifies the confusion between all. 5.1. We surrender ourselves to you. He is the only being to whom you should surrender. He is the greatest master of the universe. Even Sadgurus and avatars are proud to be his disciples. Therefore, by surrendering to him, you will gain the best spiritual master in the universe. Also, he is the only being that you can trust as not being a false prophet or teacher. 5.2. The words revealed to us through your prophets. Also, we surrender to the words revealed to us through your prophets. We do not surrender to the prophets themselves, but to the words revealed through them by the Lord. Therefore, the messenger is important only because he reveals the words of the Lord to us and what God wants us to do and become. The messenger himself is important only because he is a great soul, and we revere all great souls who have helped humanity progress toward a higher level. We respect them because they helped us to know the Lord better and showed us how to reach pure consciousness. However, we surrender ourselves to their words because these words have come from the Lord. We have to understand and follow them in order to become divine and realize God's laws. Therefore, the teachings of the prophets are much more important than the prophets themselves. Even if the Lord himself came to this world and brought some teachings to humanity, he would not tell who he is, because the only source that can unify is the invisible God. Anything else will cause disunity, and God wants to see all of humanity unified and having learned their lessons through creation and history. 5.3. And your greatest sign. We also surrender to the greatest sign, because by understanding the greatest sign and the realities behind it, we can realize him. In fact, one of the greatest problems of the human is that it is very hard for him to surrender to something that he cannot see. However, the greatest sign is a visualized form which shows that the invisible Lord is in pure consciousness and how he has manifested all through creation and history to bring us to this point. Only with a complete understanding of the greatest sign are we able to see how compassionate and merciful he is and to understand his purpose of this creation. Only then can we surrender to that invisible being which has done all these things for us. 5.4. Which clarifies the confusion between all. What confusion? Confusion about why are we here? What is the purpose of life? What is the destiny of man? Why are there so many different prophets and scriptures? What is the purpose of creation? What is the plan, etc.? These questions can be answered and understood through the greatest sign. That is why the greatest sign will clarify the confusion between all and the words revealed to us through the prophets. Number 6. We submit only to you, which is formless, nameless, and invisible. You in this state unify. In any other state, humanity will be divided. Also, this will prevent us from surrendering to false prophets and teachers. 6.1. We submit only to you, which is formless, nameless, and invisible. God is consciousness, as is everything in the universe. He just is, so he has no form. He has been here even before names. Names were created by men to distinguish things from one another. That is why he called himself the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And also, when Moses asked what was his name, he answered, I am that I am. Exodus 3, verse 14. But all the nations had gods with names, so the children of Israel insisted that their God should have a name also. In truth, he has no name. In another state, he has a name or has names. It is true that God is everything, but God, as the Father, is a soul and spirit. The soul and spirit are invisible and formless. Also, by submitting to him, we become a channel for his divine actions, and there is no I left, so there would be no reaction for the actions we do. We would be free from any reaction of our action and detached from its result, because we are not the doer, but he is. However, if the action is selfish and is done for the self, an I will be present. So we are responsible for those actions. We can only submit ourselves to him for divine actions. 6.2. You in this state unify. In any other state, humanity will be divided. God is all-pervasive and is everything, but only the Father, the nucleus of the universe, as a formless, nameless, and invisible God, can unify. God in any other state, such as with a form, any kind of form, with a name, any pronounceable name in physical manifestation or visible, will create division between humans, as the goal in the era to come is to unify all humanity, should realize that God, Father, has no form, is nameless and is invisible. His only form is transcendental, and his true name is not pronounceable. When a pronounceable name is given to God as his name, only a few people will believe in that as the name of God. Some other people will give him another name, so they will become divided, and the problem of separation and division will start. This is true about accepting a form for God, such as idols, or believing he appears in forms. All of these are one of the sources of division between religions and beliefs. Therefore, the ultimate realization is that he is formless, nameless, and invisible as any soul which is formless, nameless, and invisible. However, it should be realized that most of the names that are given to God are actually mantras, sound vibrations, sacred names, which affect the spirit and awaken the spiritual forces in men. They are useful in spiritual progress and are a part of God in the manifested universe, but God in the absolute state is formless, nameless, and invisible. 6.3. Also, this will prevent us from surrendering to false prophets and teachers. If we surrender and submit ourselves to the Lord, which is formless, nameless, and invisible, to his words, which are revealed to us through his prophets, and with reference to the greatest sign, which clarifies the confusion between these words, teachings, then we can safely approach the real truth that God has revealed through creation and history. We can easily be prevented from following, surrendering to, false prophets and teachers. Number 7. However, in reverence we bow our heads in front of all those great souls who will teach us how to know you and show us the way to become pure consciousness, as is the goal. 7.1. However, in reverence we bow our heads in front of all those great souls. Again, there is no discrimination. We pay our respects to all the great souls, alive or dead. We revere their divinity, invisible, and their physical presence. 7.2. Who will teach us how to know you? How can a person make another person realize God? By manifesting the qualities of God that he has gained through is progress toward higher consciousness. So, only great souls can manifest these qualities. They teach who God is by their conduct, their light, and their knowledge. That is why a visible spiritual teacher sometimes is so important. 7.3. And show us the way to become pure consciousness. After we begin to understand you through these great souls and accept them as our teachers, then they will guide us in the path of self-realization and toward reaching pure consciousness. Again, only great souls can do that. All prophets are in this status. 7.4. As is the goal. That is the goal in life. All other goals are secondary.